Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. It's time for more buzz news now.
You've got no idea how stupid you just sounded.
Hey, would you stop that? That is just not nice.
No.
That is not nice. Where's the intro for Buzz? Yeah.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go, one of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Right.
That was inappropriate.
Shut up. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
We're talking about sex and depression, antidepressant pills. New studies from Rutgers and the University of Virginia show that if love is madness, we're preventing both with these pills. They've studied the brains of new lovers and the people who take Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, and others. Those drugs are taken now by about 10% of all women and about 4% of all men. There's been no evidence that people are having trouble falling in love lately, but the drugs do smooth out the roller coaster emotions of life, of which passion is one. There's even concern that the drugs are killing our appetites for love and sex. In tests, women on antidepressants responded less positively to men and spent less time looking at them.
Take them off the market.
Aha.
Now, the people not taking antidepressants, meanwhile, are apparently just doing it like rabbits. The sales of sexy adult costumes are way up.
Oh.
Even though it's not Halloween.
Entourage. Did you finally see the one from Sunday?
I did. It was
now,
great.
As bad as the one was the week before,
uh-huh.
when they had Turtle dressed in that suit,
uh-huh.
he was like a plushy guy.
Right.
He had to wear a big rabbit suit.
Okay.
It was the only
suit,
way that
right?
this woman could get off.
Right.
And as it turns out, Turtle ended up not. It was the Damon boy. Or,
right.
What's his name?
You mean the drama?
Drillin.
Yes, drama.
What did I say? Drillin.
Dylan.
Kevin Dillon. Drama.
Kevin Dillon, right.
Matt Damon.
Yes.
As and, Rich Little says.
And so he was wearing his bunny costume and she was wearing her squirrel costume. And they were going at it like bunnies and squirrels.
They were. It was good. It was really good.
Maybe I got to look in on that one. I visited occasionally. I might jump on that bandwagon.
Pretty entertaining. And apparently that's a common predilection, that thing about the fuzzies, the furries, the costumes. Adult costume sales have tripled. Just in the last year. A role-playing costumes especially, like cops and hookers, doctors and nurses.
What makes a Nazi?
Those,
how does he get that way?
Your science fiction and superhero costumes, pirates and French maids. I could go on. And
I bet you could.
I am Iron Man. Get it? Iron Man.
Blue Steel Man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we keep looking for new ways to merge sex with technology. In Japan, they've just introduced the G-Phone and the G-Pod. Connect one of these vibrating toys to a cell phone and it wiggles when the other person speaks. The G-Pod does its thing in rhythm with the music.
Here's the latest thing that I love from Asia.
Yeah.
It's Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker singing.
Yeah.
I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. And all the while I knew it was love.
Shut up! Shut up!
Oh, God, all the way to the bank, boys.
Now, unwanted sex or rape isn't about sex at all. It's about power.
I like rape.
But hell hath
no... Why do you favor rape?
Hell hath no power like a woman talking. At 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday in Cedar City, Utah, a drunken 18-year-old broke into a woman's house, grabbed a kitchen knife, and threatened her. Her defense?
There's only one requirement. You gotta be a fat girl.
She started talking. About deep, serious stuff, about religion and health and love.
She broke in someone's house?
No, the guy broke into her house and he was going to rape her.
Oh, okay. He's got her at knife point and she starts talking.
She starts talking about deep, deep stuff, you know, religion and all that. She went on for 2 hours.
I like rape.
Less so now. I think
I like rape.
He likes it less now.
Why do you favor rape?
After 2 hours, she let him get up and go to the bathroom. While he was there, she called the cops.
Oh, God.
She talked her way out of it. And about those guys in Wisconsin who dug up a dead girl's body to have sex with her because they saw a picture in the obituary section and thought she was hot.
Ugh.
Well, she was hot when she was alive, but now an appeals court has set free these three young Wisconsin men because Wisconsin has no law against necrophilia.
Oh, God.
Necrophilia.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
that's
White
right.
Bear Lake.
Sure.
Go Bears.
You got it there, Robbie? Come on now. Let's go, Pac.
Come on now.
Sure.
Yes.
You know why? Hey, look. I got the obits. She's pretty hot, huh? Hey, where's my shovel?
Go, Pac, go!
Where's my Parker's shovel?
Hey, they set us free. Well, for stupid.
Necrophilia, of course, is the banging of the dead, but it soon may be illegal in Wisconsin. For now, though, get them while you can. I'm just saying.
I would like Farvophilia, where I could just make love to Brett Favre if he was dead or alive.
Oh, that's right. I got your donut, Margie.
I go for the long-range field goal with Brett Favre.
That's right. We always move Fargo into Wisconsin when we're talking
say,
like
hey,
this.
Brett, lay down on the floor there. Now make your legs go up like the goalpost.
I'm a Farvophiliac.
Oh, what? Sure, for Brett.
So what's next? A Mormon getting arrested for photoshopping the faces of family and church members onto nude bodies? Dateline Provo, Utah. 37-year-old Lance Rushton.
I'm horny.
Will spend 45 days in jail for making these photoshopped photos and putting them on the internet of his family. His
that's nothing our listeners haven't done.
And members of his church.
That's good part of our website.
Yeah, the Photoshop is my favorite part of our website.
Actually, we could use some action there. It goes hot and cold on the Photoshop section on our website. Either there's like a million of them, and then there's nothing for a long time.
Fantastic.
Entertain us.
You ask and you shall receive.
The one guy's got a really good his signature picture. Uh-huh. And it's a dog. Have you seen this?
It's the dog that gets sick while the dog is in the middle of ecstasy.
No, it's the dog that poops out our heads.
Oh. I haven't seen that one.
That's clever.
But no, that's the photoshopped picture, right?
No. That's the guy's sig, like on the end of any.
Oh, and I haven't seen that.
On the end of any of his messages, it repeats over and over again. A dog lifting up is like, at first my head comes out, your head comes out, Buzz's head comes out.
All you have to do is request Photoshops and we'll get a few of them.
Yeah. DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
That's right.
Check it out, cats. There's plenty of TNA.
It's a freaking amusement
right.
park.
Lots of boobs, because that's what we're all about, man.
Woo!
Boobs and beer here on Guy Talk.
Guy Talk.
Guy Talk. That's right. Boy, my balls itch. I just said that because we're doing Guy Talk.
Woo!
Hey, man.
Yeah, baby.
Buzz, how about some porno news?
Yeah, yeah.
You got any porno news?
I got some right here, Don. You ready?
Yeah, Mike.
Page 3, Peter North.
Peter North.
From great American. From Photoshop to G-phones, even the Pope is getting in on the new technology. The Vatican says people will soon be able to get daily text messages from the Pope on their cell phones, STFU. The text messages will include quotes from the pontiff, but are only available to the people of Vienna and only in the month of August, the month leading up to the Pope's next visit there.
You only get it in Vienna. Aren't we lucky? The same place that you get the sausage. It's the Vienna sausage, the baby ones.
What have I heard recently on TV? More than one time was on the news and then also in a TV show I was watching where they said, it was something about our legal system. Oh, what did they stay up all night recently deciding? Something that they...
Well, oh, it was another anti-war resolution that never went anywhere.
Yeah, right? And they were talking to one of the people that was up all night with this thing, and they said, well, it's like we always say, there's two things you don't want to see being made, a law and a sausage.
I saw that exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that slimy guy that was a lobby for the medical industry. And they talked about when they stayed up all night passing the legislation with nobody on the floor.
Right.
And they took the roll call vote, and it assured that the drug companies could never negotiate with Medicare for their prices, and the country got screwed.
That's the story I saw. That,
and it was that real slicky boy, huh? It's not pretty.
Right. A couple of things you don't want to see being made. First is law. Second, sausage.
Yeah, and I was in Congress. Now I'm working for the medical lobby.
Yes, sirree. Yeehaw! Brothers. How about a BM? How's that on that scale? You want to see how that's made?
I'd like to with that guy.
Still better than a law. And since you can't lure kids to the state fair anymore with pie-baking contest, North Dakota may have hit the jackpot this year with a texting contest. A girl won it, of course, but just barely beating the boy who came in second. In a sudden death elimination round, Kevin Tyler typed the assigned message, "I hope I win the grand prize of $1,000 so I can buy a new phone, woo." He did this in about 30 seconds, but sadly, he forgot to add the assigned exclamation point at the end.
That's good. I like that.
Beth Brevik, who got it right, got the $1,000. Kevin went home with $200.
Did they use the same phones?
Yes, the same phones and the same message.
Very good.
In a similar contest in New York recently, a 16-year-old girl doing this won $50,000.
I could never do it. I could never do it successfully.
I am annoying so many people now that I've got the iPhone, which is, at least for me,
easier.
A million times easier to text. Right. I just push somebody's name, and it brings the text thing right up, and then I just use the keypad. I sent Mike one the other day. He said, Kelly Ripa's the C word.
Uh-huh.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Does your iPhone have the standard phone number keypad, or do you have, like, a real keypad with, like, letters?
It's with letters. Hold on. Look at it, Mike. Let me show you. Hold on.
Because, the whole thing with a regular phone, text. Using it is nuts. I can't stand it.
Messages. Come on now. Hold on a second. Oh, there's the one I sent you right there.
Right.
See, that's the one I sent you.
Right.
Now I'm going to send you one. Hold on. There you go. See, that's the keyboard.
Oh, God.
Look how good that is.
Oh, my God. Well, that's like a regular keyboard.
Look how the letters get real big. Watch. F-U-C-K Ballard. Tell her to have a happy day. And see, it wrote the dirty word.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's nice.
Wow. That's fantastic.
You want me to text that to you right now?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Send.
Okay.
Sending.
Good. Should be getting
that's
it.
You should have it
any second now.
You got it, Mike?
So. I'll let you know.
I'll tell you, vibrating. I used to be the biggest idiot at texting. Well, now I understand what it's about. Now that they made it easy for me.
Mike, you're getting a text message.
Well, let me check. Let's see. From Don.
Oh. Hey. That's not nice.
Hey, not nice at all.
I got 5 texts from my kids today from both of them during the show.
That's
great.
That's fun.
It's really, really good. It's much easier. I finally understand it. It's much easier than actually talking to someone.
For big, fat, adult male fingers, the iPhone is easier to text with.
I get it. Yeah. Why waste the time talking? Mm-hmm. Just send what you want.
Right.
Oh, Mike, I feel bad for you with that little tiny keyboard.
Look at him.
I took care of it. Just sent you one myself.
Oh, did you really?
Did indeed. Should be getting it momentarily.
All right. Oh, hold on.
Don, you're getting a text message.
That is an ugly word, Mike.
That it certainly is, isn't it? Ah, what a terrible use of those airwaves.
Somebody give me a C.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, I've been looking forward to doing this story. In San Antonio, people are living in fear of the giant birds. They were known as the Thunderbirds to Native Americans, birds so gigantic the flapping of their wings sounded like thunder. There have been reports of a mysterious giant bird in San Antonio as recently as 6 months ago. Birds at least 6 feet tall with a wingspan of 15 to 20 feet. Quoting the most recent witness, "We were afraid it would come at us. The thing's all feathers, all black, much bigger than me. It looked at us. It had very stooped shoulders."
That's horrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. Horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
The alleged beast has also been spotted from the Rio Grande to the mountains of New Mexico. Naysayers say it might have been a smaller bird that just looked bigger because it was so close.
Or they were high.
Big bird.
In Florida, people are being attacked by giant fish. Flying fish, huge sturgeons have been leaping out of the water and striking people on boats. Quoting one victim who needed stitches.
What are you high? You're talking about flying fish.
That's right. Big, giant flying fish. Giant sturgeon jumping out of the water and whacking people standing on boats.
Sturgeon's where they get the caviar, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, cool beans.
Well, not if you get hit by one.
Yeah, you're right.
Quoting one victim, it's like being hit with a brick.
Sturgeon. Almost caught me a tarpon, you know.
Sturgeon general.
Didn't catch it, though, yeah.
Tarp?
A tarpon. A T-A-R-P-O-N tarpon.
People, well,
what kind of fish is that?
That's a game fish that jumps out of the water. You see it on the TV shows all the time.
Is that the one with the long pointy thing in the end?
No.
No. It's a different one.
No, this one's got a giant mouth. An oversized mouth. Like what's your name?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's right.
Same philosophy I have for fish.
Cameron Diaz.
As I do for women.
Done.
Virtually everything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Catch and release.
Yeah, catch and release.
Catch and release.
Release the hounds.
Well, these people getting hit by sturgeons happened more than a dozen times in the last 2 years on a 40-mile stretch from Suwannee to Manatee Springs. It's documented on video and by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Quoting them, people and sturgeons are colliding.
It's on video.
Video. By the way, a newspaper story I read about this noted that the fish are striking, quote, without warning. The fish warned us first, then I'd really be worried. If you've heard Letterman talk about his alma mater, Indiana's Ball State University, then you already know about the Fighting Cardinals and how...
There's only one requirement.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Yeah. Notice him, Letterman.
And you've no doubt heard him
say... Suck on that, losers.
...how the Cardinal is the fiercest robin-sized bird known to man.
I've heard him do that bit.
Yeah, and now, because he's been donating scholarships for years to, quote, all the C students who follow, they've named a building after Dave at Ball State. It's the Communications and Media Building, a $21 million complex they've wanted to name after him for decades. He finally agreed.
Didn't he used to do a bit on his show where he would show the stadium and he would like they would superimpose his name and make it like David Letterman Stadium?
He wanted the stadium, so he finally went along with it.
Behind the scenes, they've been begging him for since the beginning, really.
I think he really wanted the stadium. You know, who knows with Letterman? But don't you think, maybe, was he holding up because he wanted the stadium?
I don't know. We'll never know.
For a while, he did that bit that he wanted some, whatever the beltway is that goes around Indianapolis.
Uh-huh. Right.
He wanted an exit named after him.
David like, Letterman exit.
That's and right. He was like, serious, tough as nails about this. Had the mayor of Indianapolis on the phone.
Do you think he'll show up for the dedication of the building?
I think he probably will.
Good. All right.
And finally, Dallas police Sunday spotted by helicopter a gigantic field of marijuana plants in the southwest part of that sprawling city. The field is so big, they have called in state and federal agencies to help clear the field.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
That field might have been worth up to $10 million. They found 6 acres of pot plants a little over a week ago in Dallas, just blocks from a middle school.
Looks like baby vomit.
And earlier this month, they found a sizable pot farm about 200 yards from the local DEA headquarters.
Hello.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Well, we do thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
Listen, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow, all right?
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed, wherever you are, howdy.
I got to get back to, the squared circle with my wife.
Yes, sirree. Good luck with the punching practice.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.